How Will It All End, Song of the Day. We did Kiss, we did Mary, and coming up for today, the category, artists, well, we don't really want to kill them. We just don't really like them. Maybe we find them annoying. How about that?
That's safe to say, yes.
Yeah, otherwise it's like, wait, they want to kill who? We will do that coming up in less than 10 minutes. Right now, though, it's Joe's Need to Know News. A mom has gone viral. Man, this is heartbreaking video after her son, Quaden, was crying in the car after she picked him up from school on Wednesday. He was begging for a rope to kill himself because he says he's been bullied so much because of his dwarfism.
So I've just picked my son up from school, witnessed a bullying episode, rang the principal, and I want people to know this is the effect that bullying has.
I'm going to kill myself.
Because all it takes is for one more instant and you wonder why kids are killing themselves.
Give me a right now. I'll freaking stab myself in the heart. I just want to die right now. I just want to bend my head into a block. I want someone to kill me.
Now, if you're like, well, okay, this kid, I mean, that's tough, and he's saying these things.
That is absolutely heart-wrenching to hear.
Three years ago, he actually tried to kill himself when he was just, what, six? The family has received so much support. You're going to mention more, Mackenzie, coming up in the tea later.
Yeah, a lot of huge celebrities have come forward showing support for this little guy.
And his mom is just making a passionate plea for people just like us that are listening right now. And if you have kids, this is what she wants you to do.
And I want people to know how much it is hurting us as a family. I want people to educate their children. And I've got a son that is suicidal almost every single day. And this is the side that I don't choose to share. I choose to keep this private, but we can't do it anymore. We try to be as strong and positive as possible, but this is how bullying affects a 9-year-old kid.
You know, having a child, this just gets me so deep. And I love that because it's one thing to hear bullying, right? Bullying happens. And it's another to actually hear the effects of it.
Yeah. And it's just, I hope if you're a parent right now, check on your kid. You might think that your kid's okay and they might be being bullied. You might think your kid's the nicest little kid in the world. But some of the nicest kids or the greatest kids can be the meanest, cruelest little things.
And step up. If you're a parent, and that's what bugs me. Sometimes parents, the parents of the bullies, they're not whipping their kids into shape. And I don't mean physically. I mean just like, hey, like calling them out on their actions.
Oh, yeah. Parenting is like a tough thing to do, it seems like.
And I think, too, just definitely having an open line of communication because your kid could be the bully and you have no idea. Your kid could be being bullied so hard and you have no idea at all. Mm-hmm. Like, definitely just trying to talk with them and just opening that line of communication to where they feel like they can come to you.
As a parent, nothing makes me more proud. Like Lucy's teacher pulled me aside and said she is the kindest, nicest person in her class. She helps everyone and makes sure everyone around her is doing okay. And I'll tell you what, that fills my heart and makes me more proud than anything else.
Love hearing that. 11 of 13 Americans, don't like hearing this, who were being monitored at the University of Nebraska Medical Center for coronavirus. They evacuated a cruise ship, that big one. Well, guess what? They have the coronavirus.
No!
I'm so afraid, guys, that I'm gonna come
vaccinated.
Back.
You're cool.
Yeah. If you miss my corona vaccination, check it out on Joe Mackenzie on Instagram. But yeah, I'm so afraid I'm gonna go travel to Costa Rica where I haven't heard anything about it. But somehow my air travel, I'm gonna be quarantined, and it won't be somewhere nice. It'll be like we're gonna ship you to Alaska just for a bit, for a month. I'm like, okay.
Are you North really Korea. Worried about it?
No. My biggest fear right now is just about my plane disappearing. That's like my only like manifesty kind of concern.
Well, at least it's rational.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it was your on a fears. TV show. It's probably possible. Cord cutting is on the rise here in the U.S. They're saying that people are just getting rid of TV packages more than 70% than they did last year. Some 5.5 million customers got rid of the cable and satellite companies compared to just 3.2 million in 2018. I cut the cord a couple of years ago and I thought it was the worst thing ever. Like, how am I going to do it? But it is... I don't know. I guess I don't watch TV as much. I still have certain habits, but I'm saving a lot of money and I don't notice a difference. Does anybody else actually cut the cord and don't have cable?
I'm teetering. I'm on back and forth about it, but
how much is cable? Usually it's like $100 to $200 per depending on what you have. Like that's a lot of money especially if you're not using it or needing it. You should cut the cable.
I've never even had a cord to begin with. I've never had cable.
So that's good. You don't know what you're missing.
And I don't mean internet because I know Porkchop's got internet to get online for gaming.
I've had cable at my parents' house, but ever since I've been living by myself and on my, ever since like I got an apartment in college, I've never had
cable. It's hard for me since I do television. I need to support it and I want to like see my content I produce. It'd be like us saying, hey, we'll just give up radio.
No, but you can see it through the internet though too. Yeah. So I mean, it's a different way, but yeah. I don't know. It's just, they need to bring the prices down. That's the thing. You know what's cool about radio? Radio's free!
Yes, that's very, very true.
You'll buy a dime. I mean, I might charge you a few bucks if you want to give it to me, but this is something my wife freaked out about, and I was wondering if any other woman would care, and apparently there's a big care. Hasbro, they're bringing back Mall Madness. What is this?
Yes, this is music to my ears. Have you heard of Mall Madness?
No,
Tell me Lindsay's elation when she heard this news.
She's
your
like,
wife.
Oh my God, Mall Madness! I'm like, what? Is that like Shop Till You Drop? What is this?
It is so much fun. So it was a board game back in the day. It's like an electronic, and you would like you could swipe your credit card, and you go around the mall. It's like, it's a fun board game.
Would it ever be like, oh no, you've been declined? Is that like one of the bad things?
No, I don't think it does. I don't remember if it says declined, but like sometimes it worked and sometimes it didn't. So I guess kind of same.
Yeah, same idea. That would suck. Yeah, they're going to do the kind of a new version. It's going to have electronic scoreboard. It's going to be coming out this fall. And I guess they say it's similar to the original. It's going to have a 3D game board that depicts a two-story mall. 22 stores. And the first player to successfully buy 6 items and make it back to their parking lot wins. This sounds like it's longer than a game of Monopoly. I'm out.
It's going to be fun. Let's play it when it comes
out. All right,
out.
When it comes out,
Mackenzie,
we'll
play it. Shopping is our cardio, honey.
And finally, this is going to kill some people. KFC is bringing the fried chicken and donut sandwich to locations across the U.S. They tested this out last year in San Diego and Portland, and I guess it did really well. But it's a sandwich with a crispy chicken filet between 2 glazed donuts. I'm a fatty even, and I'm concerned about this one. This may not be good for anybody's overall cardiac health.
Do you like mixing the salty and the sweet?
I do.
Because I don't like to mix.
Oh, you don't?
I either like to have salty or I'm in a sweet mood. Yeah.
Yeah, I would say I'd give it a try, but definitely not good for the long term. That is Joe's Need to Know News. Check it on out at joeandmackenzie.com. Song of the day coming up next. These are going to be artists we want to, well, kill. You know, like Kiss, Marry, Kill? Oh, boy, I feel bad even saying that.